I know that music. I know all of that music, as a matter of fact. I'm sure you do as well. Movie themes. And that is the theme of this particular part of our week, every week. I'm joined by Russ Collins, who is the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and he is the co-host of this segment we call Cinema Chat. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah,
I missed you last week.
You do what you got to do. So we had a good birthday week.
Yeah. It was great. I got significantly older, all in the period of 24 hours.
Woohoo! Well, so now we're going to celebrate in a different way. We're going to encourage you to go to the movies. But before we talk about the movies that are coming, we just wanted to tip you off on some stuff that's coming up and Detroiters that are being honored. So Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly, it's been announced, are going to star in a Laurel and Hardy biopic. And that's kind of fun to think about. Steve Coogan as, you know, Laurel, and John C. Reilly is Hardy, and that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sitting here getting a vision in my head, and it just might work, and not only work, but work very well.
Yeah, Jeff Pope, who's a British award-winning screenwriter, is going to do the script, and so we'll see how it all goes, but we'll look forward to that in the future. And native Detroiter Jerry Bruckheimer, a spectacular movie producer and director, is being honored by UCLA with a retrospective that starts on April the 1st.
He did Top Gun, right?
He did Top Gun. He did Enemy of the State, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, The Rock, Armageddon, Flashdance, Crimson Tide, Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, he knows how to make money in Hollywood, that's for sure.
And Beverly Hills Cop, which had a Detroit angle
right,
to it.
Right.
So anyway, it's great that Jerry Bruckheimer, who grew up in Detroit, product of Detroit Public Schools, is going to get this kind of a vetting at the Billy Wilder Theater in Westwood in L.A.
Yeah, that's really nice. And as an aside, I'm hearing rumblings once again that a Top Gun 2 may be coming.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And, you know, we might talk to Jerry and see if we can honor him with Cinetopia. So we'll see how
that
goes.
That would be fun to have him back to town.
Now, WEMU listeners need to mark their calendar because we just secured Miles Ahead. It's going to open on April 22nd, so it's a little ways off.
It's about Miles Davis.
It's about Miles Davis. Don Cheadle is starring as Miles Davis. He directed and co-wrote the script. So it was at Sundance, and it was at the Toronto Film Festival. So there's a lot.
How's it being received so far?
It was a New York film. It's been received well.
Excellent.
Ken Stanfield is going to play himself. John Swing McHale is going to play himself. And folks like Theron Brown are playing Herbie Hancock, and Jeffrey Grover is playing Gil Evans, and Joshua Jesse is playing
Gil Evans. I'll be interested to see how much
is
focused on the music, which of course is unbelievable, and how much is focused on his personal life. And he was, you know, a rather unsavory character in many respects.
Yeah, he had his struggles in life, and he was also a trumpet player that was, he wasn't the most gifted trumpet player, but he was an excellent musician, and it's really interesting, and he had a passion for it when he was a small child, and anyway, so it should be great. And Don Cheadle is very committed to this project. So Miles Ahead, April 22nd, mark your calendars, WEMU.
And I'm sure
Jazz
it will come up in our
listeners.
Conversations between now and then.
Absolutely. Well, the Academy Award ceremony is coming up on the 28th, so it's a week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remind you, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight are the nominated Best Picture. So how many of those have you seen? You can still see The Big Short at the State Theater. It's going to be playing in the Academy Award Short. Are also playing at the Michigan Theater. We're also opening up Son of Saul, which is an Academy Award nominated Best Foreign Language Film. And this film is just gotten great, great reviews. It is a difficult film on a difficult subject matter. So
it's about the Holocaust, right?
Yes, yeah, about the Holocaust, and it's about a gentleman, an inmate of the Holocaust, who's assigned with the task of burning the dead bodies. And among the dead bodies, he discovers someone very, very close to him, and he has a whole bunch of very difficult decisions to make. And Richard Roper of the Chicago Sun-Times said, Son of Saul is one of the best and most original and most devastatingly effective films ever made about the Holocaust. It is a lasting work of art difficult to watch, impossible to forget. So Son of Saul...
made it through Schindler's List, and this sounds like it's even more devastating.
It's absolutely... It reminds us of the inhumanity of man, but also the human elements that exist within that.
Well, I'm glad there's an opportunity to see that.
Academy Award nominated Best Foreign Language Film, and we're going to be showing it in 35 millimeter, which these days is rather unusual.
Everything's been digitized.
That's right, but they have issued this film in 35 millimeter and encouraged theaters to play it, and so we're one of the few theaters that can still do that because we kept our 35 millimeter projectors.
Anything special this week?
Yes, Frederick Wiseman, who's an elderly man. He's in his 80s, but he's a documentary filmmaker that is renowned, and his latest film, In Jackson Heights, is another really interesting film. It's a morally dense kind of documentary film about this Brooklyn neighborhood called Jackson Heights. And the critics say that it has the kind of qualities of a Dickens novel. And it's smart enough to find the moments that show our civilization as big and complex and troubled as it is still worth fighting for. So the humanity of the filmmaker, Frederick Wiseman, comes through in this film. Now, it's long. It's about 3 hours long. His films tend to be kind of long. But it's the exploration...
I'm going to demand some free popcorn.
it's an exploration of this very ethnically diverse neighborhood, Jackson Heights in Brooklyn, and a fascinating piece. Our family film for the week is Born Free. That's going to be on Sunday at 1:30.
Still don't like that song.
Somehow I'm not surprised. Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet is going to be part of our Bard Festival series that it plays on Mondays, and this is coming up on Monday the 22nd at 7 o'clock. And then our Cinemanga film series, which is at the State Theater, is going to be Wednesday the 24th at 7 o'clock, and it's Boruto Naruto the Movie, and this is a Japanese cultural series that we're doing. It's a fascinating series, and go check out all of the Cinemanga
titles. Now, one of the movies I'm definitely looking forward to is playing at the Multiplex this week.
There's two called, really interesting.
It's called Race.
That's right, and it is about an Ohio State alumni.
That is exactly right, but far more than that, a hero for all ages.
Yes, Jesse Owens, who was the star of the 1936 Olympics, which was the Olympics that took place in Berlin, where Adolf Hitler was expecting the Aryan supremacy of the athletes that he was putting forward, representing the German nation and the white race to be the great victors. And Jesse Owens proved that racism is not a particularly truthful or effective way to think of humanity.
And he won all of his races.
And he won all of his races, the 100-yard dash at that point, 200, and the long jump, and the triple jump as well. And it's a very complicated story. Jesse Owens had a very difficult life in much the way you think of Jackie Robinson. Risen is another film that's opening, and The Witch is a film festival, Sundance Film Festival Best Director Prize winner from last year. Very creepy film. Check it out.
And on that film in particular, Stephen King made a post on his own website that said that movie scared him.
Yeah.
If Stephen King's getting scared by something he's seeing, if you're into kind of that genre, you're going to probably love that movie.
That was the buzz coming out of Sundance, that it was a genuinely scary film, but in the way that you like films to be scary.
Right, exactly. Well, there's a lot to choose from, and we hope we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.